John chapter 14, starting at verse number 1. We'll read a few verses here. Let not your heart be troubled.
Thank you, Lord.
Ye believe in God, believe also in me.
Yes.
In my Father's house, we preached the other night about Enoch walked with God.
Yeah.
And Enoch was not, because God took him. One of my points that I preached on is, where did God take him? Right here is where God took him, to the Father's house.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Woo! In my Father's house. Where's his house at? Praise God. In my Father's house are many mansions.
Right.
If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. My, can you imagine what a place that's going to be? Hallelujah. Woo! Amen. Me and Michelle got married, and we lived in an apartment for about a year or so there. And I just wanted my own place, Brother Tommy. So I went down there and I found a place at the end of her mom and dad's street, 4740, I think it was. Still remember my first address, 4740 Bradley Road. Amen. And Brother Tommy, I went down there and I think a realtor had to let us in, show us the place. And man, it was in rough shape. Bank repo, dogs had chewed the doors and the cabinets up. Carpets had dog urine and dog stuff all over the place. Walls were chewed. I mean, it looked like a dump.
Yeah.
But to me, Brother Tommy, I was looking what it could look like.
There you go. Yeah.
But Michelle looked like what it did look like. Amen. And I was excited, praise God. She's always got a way of busting my bubble. I was excited, man. I said, let's get this house. And I looked at her, man, tears started rolling down her face. And I said, what's the matter? I thought she'd be excited we're going to buy her first house. She said, don't tell me you're going to buy this place and you think we're going to live here. Amen. But Brother Charlie, time we got done with it wasn't too bad, was it?
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. In my Father's house are many mansions.
Yeah.
If it were not so, I would have told you. He said, but I go to prepare a place for you. Amen, Sister Michelle. It'll be a whole lot nicer looking than 4740 Bradley Road.
Yeah.
And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
I love this. Preachers have told for, amen, several years, and what is it, several a decade since MacArthur left the Philippines when it looked like the United States there. A lot of preachers you've heard tell the story. Have it over MacArthur that was getting him out of there. He was a most decorated general and very important to the military. And he was leading the forces over there in the Pacific. And the battle was looking like maybe they were getting the upper hand. So they said, we better get MacArthur out of there while things are dangerous. Amen. And they had to drag him out. MacArthur did not want to leave. He wanted to finish the battle over there in the Pacific, over there in the Philippines. And so they sent forces in to physically remove him. And they said while they were taking MacArthur, putting him on that ship, getting him out of there, he hollered back over to the Philippines to his boys. And he said, boys, don't wait, don't worry. I shall return. Amen. Hallelujah. And old MacArthur, when things made a turn and America gained ground there and was about to overtake the Philippines and Japan there and all that, things turned around, they sent old MacArthur back, and MacArthur hollered back, amen, when he saw the Philippines inside. And he screamed out and he said, I have returned, amen. Hey, God, Jesus said, I'm going to go away. And if I go away, I will return. Hallelujah. I don't know about you here tonight, but I'm so glad that he's coming again. And if I go and prepare a place, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Praise God. If the Lord would help us for just a few moments tonight, I'd like to preach on, will heaven be worth it? Hallelujah. Will heaven be worth it? Over 3,500 years ago, there was a man that lived by the name of Abraham. Amen. The book of Hebrews said, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance obey. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. Abraham left his family. He left his mom and dad. Praise God. Now can you get the picture of Abraham was packing his bags up. And his family said, Abraham, where are you going? He said, I don't know. Amen. Maybe his father-in-law said, where are you taking my daughter to? And he said, I don't know. Amen. But he said, God is calling me to another place. Yeah. He packed up. And he followed after God. Amen. And he said, not knowing whether he was going, by faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and with Jacob, the heirs with whom of the same promise. Look here, for he looked for a what? He looked for a city. He looked for the Father's house, which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Abraham was looking for that place. Hey, God. Hallelujah. Amen. I said that. Amen. That old pilgrim and that old sojourner all the way back 3,500 years ago was looking for this place. And I'm preaching about tonight. Peter was looking for that place. Paul looked for that place. Amen. Those great patriarchs of the Old Testament. Amen. They were looking for a place called heaven. Amen. Yeah. The Bible gives us very little information about heaven. Amen. Jesus taught on the topic of hell and sin and things like that four times more than he did on the topic of heaven. Amen. But I tell you, he gave us enough to give us an appetite to want to go. When people get sick, they think, oh, if I can just make it home. When people get discouraged and their hearts are heavy, they think, if I can just hold on a little while longer and I can make it home. Yeah. We come to faith, amen, in Jesus, and it changes our lives. And we fight battles in this old flesh and in this old world. And we fight the devil and we wrestle with the devil. Sometimes we win, and sometimes it seems like the devil gets a better hand on us. But one thing about it, Brother Tommy, I know if I hold on, amen, the Father's house is just beyond the horizon. Hallelujah. When the Lord saved us, he placed a desire. Amen. Like I said, the Bible gives us, amen, Revelation, what is it? Chapters maybe 4 and 5. Amen. Later on there in 21 and 22. Amen. He does tell us a little bit about what it's going to look like. Amen. A little bit about who's going to be there. But in all generality, he gives us very little information about this place called heaven. Yeah. I'll tell you one thing he has done. He's put it in our heart to want to go. Hallelujah. Hey, I can't give you a vivid eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered to the hearts of men. What God, we can't imagine what God has. But one thing I can tell you, I don't know exactly what it's going to be. I don't know exactly what it's going to look like. But I know this one thing, Sister Mary. I've got something down here in my heart that says I want to go. Hallelujah. Hey, I want to go more than anything. Thank God for this life. Thank God for friends. Thank God for family. Hey, amen. I enjoy the little things, Brother J.R. Yeah. Amen. Oh, Hudson back there a while ago. Did you see Kathy holding him? I come out of that bathroom. At least I think it was me. I don't know. He might have been waiting to J.R. Amen. I come out of that bathroom. I look back there and old Hudson smiled real big. And he went, that's his new thing. He tells you hi. Amen. And he starts squeezing that hand. Thank God. Hey, he's given me children. He's given me family. He's given me a job. Amen. He's given us a good church. God's given us a lot of things. I tell you more than anything. Amen. I don't want to get tied down to this earth. I don't want to get tied down here. Because great God to God has got a place prepared for me. Yeah. And more than anything, I want to go to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
Woo! First point tonight, I got a couple, and I'll be done. We must, amen, look at the place. Hallelujah. Heaven, what kind of place is heaven? Amen. Heaven is a special place. Jesus calls it my Father's house. Heaven is special because it is a place where God dwells. Yeah. Amen. A place like heaven, amen, would have to be holy. because God is holy. Heaven would have to be filled with glory because God is glory. Heaven would have to be a place of peace and blessing and joy because that's all the things that God is. Heaven would have to be a place for the tongue filled with love because God is love.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what a place heaven is going to be? Somebody said, what's it going to be like? Well, this one thing I know, God is going to be in heaven, and that's enough. We're going to get here in a minute. There'll be walls of jasper. There'll be, amen, foundations of those 12 precious stones. And thank God for all of that. But I tell you the most important thing to me, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
I said God was going to be there. Amen. What makes a home? A home is not a house. But when I go see my parents, amen, thank God, I tell you what, I want to be there. I want to go see my dad. And I want to go see my mom. That's what makes home home, amen. Home that I grew up in is long gone. I ain't seen in years because my parents has moved. I can go back to Painter Bottom where we grew up at and go back to that house. They said that old house that I grew up in, amen, my parents, when they moved out and sold out, amen, they sold to an old rough hillbilly codger up there, and they said that guy has chickens in the house. Hey, I'll think my bedroom, amen. Hey God, but that was the home I grew up in. Amen. But I could go back to that place and it wouldn't be home no more. I got a lot of childhood memories. I went over the riverbank and dug fish worms and walked a few more feet, caught bass with them same fish worms. I miss that place. I could go there tonight and it wouldn't be home. You know why? Because daddy ain't there. Mommy ain't there. My sister ain't there. But thank God, hey, I come to tell us heaven's going to be heaven because God's going to be there. It's a special place. It's a place where God dwells. And I want to go to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. But if I live in the flesh, this is the fruit of my labor. Yet what I shall choose, I want not. Here it is, for I am in a strait betwixt two, Paul said, having a desire to depart and to be with Christ, which is, listen here, far better. This word far, if you look into it, means very much better. Hey, Paul said, it's very much better for me to go to his house than it is to stay at my house. For I reckon, he said, at the sufferings of this world, amen, this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. We say, oh, look at what I've been through and look at what I faced, and we've all faced ups and downs. Amen. And I'm not diminishing anything that anybody in this house has ever been through. Brother JR's battling sickness. Brother Keith back there's battling sickness. Hey, everybody's battling things right now in their life, and I'm not diminishing one thing. Come on here. But Paul said, all the sufferings that I've been through compared to my father's house, great God, they pale in comparison. Hey, he's saying, send trouble my way, devil. I got a better place to go to. Come, hey, come trouble, come depression, come heartache, come sickness. That's all right. There's coming a time when these present troubles won't even compare to the glory that's going to be revealed in us. Here on a Thursday night, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost. I said, God has a better place.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Amen. What kind of place? Yeah, it's a special place. But heaven will be a splendid place. Amen. Jesus said, my Father's house has many mansions. This word mansion refers to a dwelling place, an abode, a staying place. It can refer, amen, great God, to a room or a dwelling in my Father's house. Great God, amen. When John described that city in Revelation 21, he wrote about that city. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Amen. He tells us a little bit about what that place looks like. Amen. Revelation chapter 21 and starting at verse number 11. Now buckle your seatbelt. You might shout here, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal. This jasper stone here is much like a diamond in our day. This city will be like a great diamond in appearance as it reflects the light of God. For we know that in that city there will be no need of the sun. S-U-N. There'll not be a fireball, Sister Dottie, in that city. Why? Because the Son of God, S-O-N, Jesus Christ, is the light of that city. And as the light reflects off of Jesus, and it reflects off of those precious stones, the jasper walls, it lights up that place. While we're gathered around the throne, crying holy, 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 and singing praises unto the Lamb of God. I said it's a splendid place. It's a place of glory. It's a marvelous place.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Oh, amen. Let's go on down. And it had a wall great and high, and it had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and the names written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Hey, look here, what a place. And on the east gate, three. Amen. On the east side, three gates. On the north, three gates. On the south, three gates. And on the west, three gates. And the wall of that city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. Hey, look at this. The dimensions are given later on in verses 15 through 17. I know they sing a song, 1,500 miles square. Amen. But the source that I read after said it's approximately 1,400 miles. The city is astounding in size. If one edge was placed against the east coast, amen, down the Atlantic Ocean, the other end of this city would stretch near Denver, Colorado. What a city, amen. If the northern border of this city was placed along the Canadian border of our country, amen, the southern border would stretch all the way to Miami, Florida. Great God, hey, amen, as wide as our country is, and deeper the north and the south, that's how big heaven is. And I don't know about you, amen, but it's going to be a wonderful place. Hey, amen, not only is it going to be that wide, but as amen, as square as that is, it's going to be that high, and our mind can't fathom that. Hey, God, you think the skyscrapers in New York or something? God's got a beautiful place, amen, in store for his people. I don't know about you, but we better hold on a little while longer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Woo!
18 through 21 tells us of those precious stones, jasper, sapphire, amen, emerald, amen, I can't name them all, so no, I got them all here, but amen, I can't pronounce them all good. I'm a Mingo County boy, but imagine, if you will, these walls of jasper, these 12 precious stones, a city gleaming with the brilliance of God's glory. Imagine the pure light as it shines through those diamonds, the gold, and those multicolored precious stones of the splendor of heaven. Oh, I'm preaching on heaven to be a splendorous place. Hey, God. Hey. And now let's move to the gates of that city. And the Bible said, I read to you there, amen, where there will be an angel. Hey, amen, by every gate of the city. Yeah. Amen. And do you know what the gates will be of? Amen. The Bible said that that gate, amen, will be of what? I heard somebody say it. Pearl. Woo!
Yeah.
Have a solid pearl.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Hey. Amen. Anybody know how a pearl is formed? Hey. Amen. Imagine, admit with me, if you will, for a few moments, the pearl is formed in pain. Of all those precious stones, pearls are the only one formed in this. this manner. A grain of sand is trapped in an oyster, and that sand irritates that oyster, and the oyster begins to build up layer upon layer of calcium around that grain of sand. And after a long period of time, through suffering and through pain, that oyster forms a pearl. The pearl is the only gemstone made of a living organism. Amen. The pearl is the oyster's answer to its pain. Those gates will remind us of one important truth. When you enter in and you leave out of that city, it will remind us of the suffering and of the pain that our Savior bore for us. It'll be a solid gate. Hey God. And when we enter into that city, all will hail and say, thank you, Jesus, for bleeding and suffering on Calvary for me. Hey, I come to tell us it's a marvelous place. Heaven will be a place of splendor beyond eyes, beyond imagination of the brain. It's going to be a wonderful place.
Yeah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Hey, God in heaven. Amen. And not only is heaven to be a splendorous place, Michelle told me the other day they picked up a 10 most wanted man in the city of Huntington out of Detroit. Down here on a run, they picked him up. Amen. Heaven's not a, or Huntington rather, it's not a very safe place. But I tell you, heaven is going to be a safe place. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be afraid. Amen. Great God, heaven's going to be safe. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death. There shall be no more sorrow. No more crying. No more pain. For the former things are passed away. I said it'll be a safe place. There'll be no more dying. There'll be no more heartbreaks. There'll be no more sons crying over a sick dad. Hey, I come to tell us, heaven is going to be a safe place. Can you say amen? Can you give him a shout of glory? It'll be a place worth floating out for. It'll be a place worth living right for. Heaven is going to be a wonderful place.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. The sovereign God, amen, is going to be there. Hey, so not only look at the population, the place rather, but now we got to look at the population. Who's going to be there? We already determined God is going to be there. Amen. The Bible said, and there shall be no more curse. I think I read this the other night. But the throne of God and of the Lamb, amen, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. God's going to be there.
Right.
Hallelujah. What kind of people is going to be in heaven? God's going to be there. Amen. Even Job had that great hope. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after the skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me, Job said, I'm going to see God. God's going to be there. Hey, thank God for his presence. Amen. In our services, when the Holy Ghost falls, I've been in services when the old timers, Brother J.R., would say it like this, the Spirit of God was so strong, you could cut it with a knife. And oh, how good it is when God comes down and dwells amongst his people. But can you imagine a place of heaven where God is going to continually be right there around his people? It's going to be a marvelous place where God is going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Not only is God going to be there,
yeah,
but his son will be there.
Woo!
Jesus said, I will come again
right.
and receive you into myself, that where I am, Jesus said, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
That where I am, there you may be also. Jesus said, I'm going to be there. We will see him and we will worship him. Amen. In heaven. Who else is going to be there? Well, let's go. Jesus said, amen, that where I am, who else going to be there? Ye shall be also. Hallelujah. Woo! Who's ye? I tell you who it is. It's all the way back from Adam to Abraham.
Yeah.
To Moses, to Peter, James, and John, all the Old Testament patriarchs, all the way up to Brother Marshall Atkins, all the way up to Brother Junior Romans, all the way up, hey, come on now, to me and you. Hey, it's going to be a wonderful place. Thank God for homecomings down here. But Sister Clara, it's going to be a great getting up day. Amen. God's going to be there. Jesus will be there. But along with the Godhead, we're going to be there. And we're going to get to shout around the throne day, hey, all day long. And there's no night there. How come to tell us it's going to be a wonderful place?
Yes, amen.
Woo!
Yeah.
The saints of God's going to be there. Who? What saints? Every last one of them.
You're right. Yeah.
Woo! I love what John Phillips said. I've quoted this many times. Amen. So, they said, you know, on that great resurrection day, they said, what about all those that's died in the sea and they're laying in the bottom of the sea and the fishes ate them, the sharks have ate them? What about those, they say nowadays, they get cremated and they scatter their ashes over the Rockies, or they scatter their ashes, amen, here, there, and yonder? I was aggravating Michelle the other day. She's aggravating me. I said, something happened to you. Amen. You go before I do. Hey, I said, I'm going to get you cremated and put you in a jar so I keep you right with me. Hey, I was just aggravating her. Amen. Hey, God, I tell you, people scatter their ashes, amen, across rivers and mountains. And somebody said, how's all that going to come together? Best I ever heard of put was John Phillips. Amen. Said, when Moses went down there and told Pharaoh, God said, let his people go. And not only the people, but their cattle and their sheep and their oxen and everything. God said, we're getting up out of here and we're heading to the promised land. Hey, and old Pharaoh finally asked him, coerce him back and forth. Pharaoh finally said, who shall go? And Moses said this, not one hoof will be left behind. In other words, every last one of us, we're getting up out of here. That's a great prophecy of the end times. Who's going to go? Every last one of us. There'll not be one hoof. There'll not be one aborted baby. There'll not be one saint that's at the bottom of an ocean. I said every last one of us is going to be in that city. Every last one of us is going to be in that place called heaven. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost.
Woo!
The saints of the Old Testament, the saints of the New Testament, and all the saints of the church dispensation. That's who's going to be there. Hey, amen. I'm just about done. Amen. And lastly, we've looked at the place. We've looked at the population. Lastly, let's look at the promises of that place. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. He said, I come to give you rest.
Yeah.
Amen. There's a promise. Amen. That in that place, we're going to get rest. There'll not be no more turmoils of this world. There'll not be no more wars in the Middle East. There'll not be no more Cain killing Abel. But God said, I'm going to give you rest.
Yes. Yeah.
Lord. Revelation 14 and 13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. This word rest means to stop. There'll be no more worries. There'll be no more troubles. There'll be no more mind attacks. There'll be no more mental breakdowns. There'll be no more distresses of the enemy. But I tell you, that's going to be a land of rest. We got a promise of rest one day. One day our work will end, and we will reach a sweet place of rest.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo! Hey, let us labor for him while we can, so when we meet him, we may hear him say, amen. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into what? Into the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! It's going to be a place of rest. It's going to be a place of joy. Amen. Thank God. And also, amen, he promised, amen, a rescue. Jesus said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. One day, and one day very soon, I believe, Jesus is going to come back. Heaven's going to invade earth. Great God. And God's going to snatch us away. Thessalonians tells us very good. In the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, what's going to happen? There's going to be a great shout given. And an angel's going to blow that trumpet. Brother Anthony, amen. And in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, God's going to rescue us out. Amen. And we're going to go up to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we. What? Ever. How long we going to be with him? Forever. So shall we ever be with the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
When our rescue comes, we'll leave this world behind.
Yes, sir.
Oh,
yes,
yeah. Praise God. Woo! Holy, I said, when our rescue comes, we'll leave this world behind. Amen. Speaking of generals earlier, they also tell that story of General Wainwright. He got captured. Who was it? I can't remember. Was it the Japs captured him over there? Wainwright. Amen. They had him in the POW camp. They starved him to death. Just brought him bread and water, basically. They said he had dropped down, hardly looked a portion of a man that he one time was. Amen. But them old Jackson tell him day in and day out. Amen. They played some old fake radio. Amen. Talking about the Americans are losing and all this and that. Amen. But there one day, they sent some special troops in, some SEALs. Amen. And they broke the barriers. Amen. In the middle of the night, the blackness of the night, them SEALs knew right exactly where Wainwright was. And they got in there to him. And they said, General Wainwright, amen. They said, they looked at him. His beard had grown out. Amen. His clothes were all wrinkled and dirty. Amen. He didn't look like the same general they knew. But they said, get ready. Amen. The war has turned. And higher power has sent orders for us to come tell you, get ready. We're getting ready to rescue you out of here. Hey! Amen. They said that next day. Wainwright took his uniform off that night and slept on it. Amen. And got the wrinkles out the best he could. He found the best way he could. And he shaved. Amen. He got his beard off. And the next morning they come in to serve him that slop. They said he looked like a different man. And they brought him that slop. And he knocked it out of their hand. Amen. And he said, I don't want your mess. And them old Jack said, uh-oh. He knows something's going on. Hey, just a few short days, they come in there and they rescued away right out of that POW camp. Thank God they got him out of there. I come to tell us, Sister Maria tonight, it looks like the church, amen, may have the upper hand on us right now. It looks like the enemy may be getting the best of us. But God said, get ready. I'm getting ready to rescue you out of that place. Hey, I come to tell us, heaven is going to be worth it.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
It's going to be worth it, ain't it?
Yes, it is.
Praise God. Just have me up here. Sister Mary, I'm done. Promise. Amen. Not only were there going to be a rescue, but lastly, there's going to be a reunion.
Amen.
Jesus made this promise. Amen. That where I am,
there.
God's going to be there. The Son's going to be there.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Ye, who's us? We've already established that. All of us, not one of us left behind. We're going to be there. And he said it's going to be a great reunion.
Thank God.
Woo! For 7 years, he's going to take us away. I'm not getting into end times here. But 7 years, he'll take us away. Amen. There'll be tribulation down here. At the end of that tribulation, God will purify and purge this earth of all sin and all impurities. Amen. And then we'll come back with the Lord for 1,000-year millennial reign.
Hallelujah.
And we will have one great reunion. Amen. By the way, not only will we be with him, but great God, we will also be like him. We will receive new bodies, and we will be changed. In my closing scripture, he said, behold, 1 Corinthians 15, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall, amen, all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal shall put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass that saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, grave, where is your sting? Oh, death, where is your victory? We'll be forever with the Lord. Can you stand with me in this house? I said, we'll be forever with the Lord.
Glory.
I don't know about you, but I think heaven's going to be worth it.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
It'll be worth every trial. It'll be worth every tribulation. It'll be worth every sickness. It'll be worth every heartache. Is there anybody in this house can say heaven will be worth it? Hallelujah. Let's find us a place in this house tonight. Let's pray. Oh God, more than anything in this world, help me get my eyes set on the prize. Help me get my heart set on heaven. Hey God, help me get my connections off this world and get connected to another world. Hey, I said heaven is going to be worth it. Is heaven going to be worth it? Come on church. Let's find us a place to pray in this house. Oh God, it's going to be worth it.
I dream.